Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Energetic Alignment. This is your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you raise your vibration and shine brighter than ever before. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, self-compassion and empathy. You know, that magic combo that helps us navigate life with a little more grace, understanding, and yeah, let's be real, less drama. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on a brave face, even when you're feeling anything but? We've all been there, right? Life throws curveballs, and sometimes we get knocked down. But what if I told you that treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a dear friend, it could be the secret weapon you need to bounce back stronger than ever? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. Being your own best cheerleader, offering yourself words of comfort instead of harsh criticism. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're gonna make mistakes, and that's totally okay. Nobody's perfect, not even Beyoncé, believe me. But here's the thing, self-compassion isn't just for when things go wrong. It's a daily practice, a way of being kind to yourself in all moments, big and small. Think about it. You wouldn't berate your bestie for struggling with a tough project or feeling overwhelmed, would you? So why do we often treat ourselves that way? So let's break down some key takeaways on how to cultivate this superpower of self-compassion and empathy. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly judges and criticizes is not always your friend. Get to know this inner critic, where it comes from, and what triggers it. Once you recognize its presence, you can start to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more supportive ones. 2. Practice mindfulness. Taking a moment to just breathe and be present in the here and now can do wonders for your self-compassion. Ever notice how sometimes when you're caught up in your head, you're much harder on yourself? Bringing your attention back to your senses, feel your feet on the ground, hear the sounds around you can help shift your perspective and create space for kindness. 3. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend. Seriously, this is a game changer. When you're struggling, imagine a good friend going through the same thing. What words of comfort would you offer them? Now say those same things to yourself. It sounds silly at first, but it can be incredibly powerful. 4. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is a recipe for self-criticism and unhappiness. Remember, nobody's perfect. Mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on with grace. 5. Practice gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment. It's amazing how much gratitude can boost self-compassion. Let's say you have a major deadline looming at work, you're feeling overwhelmed, and you accidentally send an email to the wrong person. That inner critic might be screaming, "You messed up, you're incompetent, how could you do this?" But with self-compassion, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it was a mistake, we all make them. Remind yourself that you're doing your best under pressure, and take steps to fix the situation. You might even have a laugh about it later. Remember, being kind to yourself is not selfish, it's essential for your well-being and happiness. When you treat yourself with compassion, you create a ripple effect of positivity that extends outward into your relationships, work, and everything else in your life. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or letting yourself off the hook when you need to learn and grow. It's about approaching yourself with understanding, acceptance, and a willingness to support your own journey. So, my beautiful listeners, let's commit to treating ourselves with the same love and kindness we offer to those we cherish most. You deserve it. Ready to take action? Write down 3 things you can do today to practice self-compassion. It could be as simple as taking a few minutes to meditate, journaling your feelings, or having a heartfelt conversation with yourself. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.